Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be looking into novelty pea colors, which is to say, if you want a pea, a crazy color, such as purple, or brown, or red and brown, what would you do? What would you eat? And would you die? So, no rider mail today. So, we're going to Google novelty pea pre colors. That's not what I'm looking for. Swipe just doesn't know the word pea. Add pea to the dictionary. I'm going to be typing it a lot. Novelty pea colors. What color your urine says about you? Infographic. Health Essentials, ClevelandClinic.org. It's taking forever to load. What the color of your urine says about you. And here's a grid of colors. No color, transparent. You're drinking a lot of water. You may want to cut back. Pale straw color. You're normal, healthy, and well hydrated. Transparent yellow. You're normal. Dark yellow. Normal, but drink some water soon. Amber or honey. Your body isn't getting enough water, drink some now. Syrup or brown ale, you could have liver disease or severe hydration. Drink water and see your doctor if it persists. Pink to reddish. Have you eaten beets, blueberries, or rhubarb recently? If not, you may have blood in your urine. It could be nothing, or it could be a sign of kidney disease, tumors, urinary tract infections, prostate problems, or something else. Maybe even lead or mercury poison. Contact your doctor. Orange. You may not be drinking enough water, or you could have a liver or bile duct condition, or it could be food dye. Contact your doctor. Blue or green. There's a rare genetic disease that can turn your urine blue or green. Also, certain bacteria can infect the urinary tract, but it's probably a food dye in something you ate, or a medication. You won't die from it, but see your doctor if it persists. Purple. There's no such thing as purple urine. Foaming or fizzing, a harmless hydraulic effect, if occasional, but it could indicate excess protein in your diet or a kidney problem. See a doctor if foaming happens all the time. Stuff you take can change the color of your urine. For instance, some medications, laxatives, chemotherapy, drugs, and dyes doctors give you to diagnose urinary tract infections can make your urine darker than normal. Are you taking any of these things? Final word, the invisible world of urine. You can tell a lot from looking at your urine, but you can tell a lot more from the kind of sophisticated urinalysis you should be getting along with a regular physical examination from your doctor. Blood in the urine, a serious sign, is often invisible to the naked eye. The level of sugars in your urine may indicate a risk for diabetes. When you're at your doctor's office, don't be afraid to pee in a cup. It's one of the best things you can do for your health. I'll just pee in a cup all the time. Yep. Alright, novelty synthetic urine, Stat, Decox. Stat is the company name. Stat, Detox, novelty synthetic urine kit. Protect your privacy with the absolute best and thoroughly tested synthetic urine on the market. Our formula is tested repeatedly to ensure it complies with current testing requirements. This product contains an exact blend of uric acid, protein, and creatine to perfectly simulate real human urine. Add to cart. This is $30. $29.99. It's for novelty purposes only. Novelty is the biggest word. Oh, stat is, actually. Stat, exclamation point, trademark. Novelty is the biggest word on the box other than stat. So you're not supposed to actually, you know, fool your employer or coach with it, or like the Olympic Committee. Johnny Glow, toilet glow-in-the-dark novelty gift. That's the page title. JohnnyGlow.com. View the adventures of Pea Dude. Synthetic urine works. Blogspot.com. Compared with real urine, fake pee is a much better choice for laboratory needs. What color is your pee? Wholesale metal novelty parking sign. Failed drugs test using synthetic urine. Marijuana forums. So I get tested monthly, and 1 month I decided to have some fun. I knew when my tests are, so a few days before I went to a local head shop and asked about synthetic urine. The only product they had was Dr. Green's Agent X. I really wanted quick fixes products, but I decided I'd pay $35 for Agent X. The test was Saturday morning, and I stayed at my friend's house the night before. I warmed up in the microwave and put on a heating pack. I was all set 30 minutes or so. I drove home super happy and confident that I would pass. wrong. My dad doesn't wash my dick or anything, but I thought it was cool how it sounded like flowing pee. I heard the temp decreases quickly on synthetic urine. The strip on Asian X at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but after I poured in the cup, the strip on the cup read 92. Well, the post title says it all, but I thought it was funny how it only failed me for THC. You would think it would just come back as unreadable, but nope, I just don't get it. How would a take-home 12-panel drug test from a doctor's office be able to do this? There are literally thousands of positive reports from synthetic urine. I've only found one post on another forum about how it didn't work, but he is just ranting and sounds like a dumbass. Mine, however, sad yet true, I failed for THC using synthetic urine. If your local head shop doesn't carry Quick Fix 4.0 or later models, don't settle for other synthetic products. But maybe God just wanted me to fail. I really just wish it would have worked. Sad face. What color is your pee? Wholesale metal novelty parking sign. Oh, this is like beers. Comparing it to beers. Oh, let's look at this JohnnyGlow.com. What they're saying about Johnny Glow. Women from as far away as Portugal and Mozambique are buying product for their husbands. Fluorescent adhesive strip for the toilet rim helps prevent nocturnal misfires by men. I glow in the dark for inside the toilet so people don't miss it in the dark. Okay. That's pretty cool. There's a photo here of where you put the strip. Helps you see where you are going. Buy Johnny Glow now. Affordable water resistance genius. I'm going to view the adventures of Pee Dude. It requires a plugin I don't have. Fake monkey business. Caught yellow-handed. Oh. The time on the clock slowly ticks away the second. Oh, this is like a short story. This is like a fictionalized short story about a kid who got caught using synthetic urine. I could pee on this. Cat lovers will laugh out loud at the query. Okay, how to... How to turn your pee purple. People. Yeah, that's good too. You can pee a rainbow. Urine and health. Live science. Pee a rainbow. Scientist snapshot of colorful urine. A rainbow of urine from a hospital lab. Heather West, I'm looking at this rainbow and there's no purple in there. I don't see any anyway. From red to blue to violet, all the colors of the rainbow appear regularly in urine tests conducted in hospital labs. The prismatic pee collection seen in this stunning photo took only a week to assemble. The laboratory assistants at Tacoma General Hospital in Tacoma, Washington. Heather West, the laboratory scientist who snapped the picture at the hospital, said she and her colleagues collected the urine colors to highlight their fascinating behind-the-scenes work. The picture was intended to illustrate both the incredible and the unexpected things the human body is capable of, the curiosity in science, and also the beauty that can be found in unexpected places, West said. A mix between art and science. None of the urine samples were treated with chemicals in the lab to change their hue, West said. When I posted the picture on Flickr, people thought I did something magical to it. They did not believe it was actually urine. Hospital labs are often tucked away in the windowless basement, but they play a critical role in patient health. Okay, yada yada yada. Here are some reasons for the pee shades. Blood is the most common cause of red urine. Eating a lot of beets can turn your pee pink. Dark-colored urine, orange, also points to health problems. Yellow, many people have seen the effects of dehydration on pee, a dark yellow-colored urine. Green urine often flows from dilution of blue urine. Blue, the rarest of all the pee rainbow, blue urine comes from chemicals and drugs given to patients. Indigo and violet. In this photo, deep purple urine comes from a patient with kidney failure. The dark black one is something you usually see in kidney failure. Your kidneys should be filtering your blood and guarding your waste, and when you damage your kidneys, there's a lot more blood in urine. Another violet venue, patients with catheters can develop a rare complication called purple urine bag syndrome, linked to a urinary tract infection, highly alkaline urine. A genetic condition called porphyria may also trigger deep purple pee. Deep Purple P is my Deep Purple cover band. How to color your urine safely. God, this looks exactly what I need. K. chemistry.about.com/OD. Still loading. I'll just read the... Okay, here we go. How to color urine, applying color chemistry to color urine. Have you ever wanted to color your urine, or wondered what causes urine to become colored? If so, you're in luck, because I have the answer. Here's a little applied color chemistry for your entertainment and experimentation pleasure. Violet, I'm going out on a limb here, but I suspect you get... Suspect? Oh, come on. This guy's just, like, I just decided to make some shit up and post it on the internet as an article under chemistry.about.com. I'm going out on a limb here, but I suspect you could get violet or purple urine if you combine beets with methylene blue. Blue, methylene blue will turn your urine blue or greenish blue. It can also be color the whites of your eyes blue. The coloration of both urine and eyes is reversible. At one time, methylene blue was considered to be an effective treatment against malaria. As far as urine colorants go, this one is considered reasonably safe to eat, although you should be aware some people are allergic to methylene blue. Food coloring may turn your urine blue. A rare inherited disease known as porphyria can cause blue urine. King George III's blue urine may have been attributable to porphyria. Green asparagus will turn urine green and also will give it a very strong odor. Food coloring can turn your urine green, as can certain medications. Yellow, that would be the normal color, so I'm guessing this won't be a problem. Amber, dark gold urine often results from dehydration. A very dark color might indicate the presence of bile in urine, which is symptomatic of a medical condition. Orange, eating rhubarb or senna can turn your urine orange. Senna is a dangerous herb to mess with. Stick with rhubarb. Red, eating beets or blackberries can turn your urine red. Pink can result from a urinary tract infection or from eating smaller quantities of beets or blackberries. Brown urine results from kidney dysfunction, jaundice, or from an overdose of the herb golden seal, also not good. You should probably avoid this color if at all possible. Black, as far as I know, you only get this from black water fever, which is associated with malaria. The black color comes from a massive death of your blood cells, leading usually to the victim's death. Black is not a good color for your urine. Milky or cloudy. This results from blood, protein, or pus in the urine, and usually indicates an illness. I didn't see a means of achieving it by eating or drinking something non-toxic. Clear, all it takes to achieve clear urine is to drink plenty of water. Don't go overboard, since even too much water can be bad for you. If you decide to try any of these out for yourself, be sure to read the safety information that accompanies the chemicals and use common sense. If you are concerned about colored urine because of illness, check out the cause of colored urine at wrongdiagnosis.com. Is it safe to drink urine? What if you're dying of thirst? You might be surprised at all the reasons someone might drink their own urine. Or another person's urine. Is it safe? That depends on a few factors. Reasons people drink urine. Ingesting urine, or urophagia, is a practice dating back to ancient man. Reasons for drinking urine included attempted survival, ceremonial purposes, sexual practices, and alternative medicine. All they had was alternative medicine back then, ancient man. There was no regular medicine. Medical reasons include teeth whitening, fertility treatments, hormone therapy, and to prevent or treat cancer, arthritis, allergies, and other diseases. Is drinking urine safe? Drinking a small amount of urine, particularly your own, isn't likely to be significantly hazardous to your health, but there are risks associated with drinking urine. Bacterial infection, contamination. While it's unlikely you can catch a disease you didn't already have from your own urine, pathogens in urine or from the living lining of the urethra could pose a health risk to others. High mineral content. Urine is excreted from the body, so it makes sense that salt and minerals aren't necessarily something you need to put right back into your system. Urine is high in urea, sodium, potassium, and creatinine. If you are hydrated, these minerals won't harm you, but they put stress on your kidneys if you don't have enough water in your blood to filter out the excess. Potential drug exposure. Some drugs and their metabolites are excreted in urine, so drinking the urine from someone on medication gets purposely or inadvertently dose the recipient. In some cultures, drinking the urine of a person who has ingested a drug is a way for others to experience the effects. Otherwise, urophagia could not medicate a person who does not want to, or cannot possibly tolerate the drug or metabolite. In addition to drugs, trace amounts of hormones are also found in urine. Don't drink urine when you're dehydrated. If you're dying of thirst, it would be okay to drink your own urine? The answer is no. Although drinking any liquid, including urine, may relieve the immediate sensation of thirst, the sodium and other minerals in the urine actually make you more dehydrated, in much the same way as drinking seawater. Some people did drink their own urine in extreme survival situations and lived to tell the tale, but even the U.S. military advises personnel against it. In a survival situation, you can use your own urine as a source of water by distilling it. The same technique can be used to purify water from perspiration or seawater. Abnormal urine color. Can you turn your pee purple? Yahoo answers. Oh man. Here's the good stuff. Ha ha ha, report it, says Munchin008. That's the best answer, 7 years ago. 7 years ago, Kaliel says, I've actually urinated the most vibrant blue color after taking 2 Diurex tablets. It's supposed to make you pee more to stop getting rid of body excess water. But for some reason, I didn't have the urge to go, and when I did, I was amazed and quite amused, and then saddened because I couldn't show off this really cool trick to anyone without proving to them it actually came out of my body that way. Methylene blue is commonly used in... Okay, wait. This is a new person I should mention. Yobo wrote 7 years ago, methylene blue is commonly used in certain histological stains. Slip it into Coke. It may or may not be true. It is that you piss blue for 3 days. Anyway, sometime later, I brought up in the original plank with my cell bio teacher, and he said, yes, that was great, but you have to be very careful, because histological grade methylene blue often contains arsenic. You have to get the medical grade. Yikes. Luckily, nothing bad happened afterward. Bad happens. And he didn't say afterwards at all. I just invented that word in my head. But as said, the MSDS is your friend. Parvinium vanquin, used to kill pinworms, may also turn your poo red. Phenazopyridine, a specialized analgesic that acts specifically on the urinary tract, enabling for its use to ease pain and discomfort associated with infection, UTI, surgery, or injury of/to said body part. Taking this drug may cause your pee to turn dark orange, red, or brown. As a special bonus, it may also cause a yellowing of your skin and or eyes. Methylene blue, a dye used to treat methemoglobinemia and cyanide poisoning, has also been used successfully in the past to treat malaria and is currently attracting a fair deal of interest for this application since it's cheap as hell. Taking this drug will cause your pee to turn green, small doses or deep blue, larger doses. Carbamol, Robaxin, muscle relaxant may cause your pee to turn black, blue, or green. Propofol, a short-acting general anesthetic that has to be emulsified with egg phospholipid and soy oil before it can be injected. Repigmentation of the liver and hair have also been reported. Also associated with pink and white urine. But if you want purple, you have to get acute intermittent porphyria. It is a disease that turns your pee purple. The disease can be treated. Meowcat1969 says, what's the matter with you? The worst part is people answer this question as if it's not inane. 7 years ago, Ebony Ruffles wrote, eat a whole jar of beets. Smarty Pants 7 years ago wrote, use food coloring, you can make it any color you want. I don't think Smarty Pants actually tried that. If you drink a lot of grape juice, will your pee turn purple? Ruffle would it, ahaha. Written, it didn't say the author actually. It's in food and drink category. Best answer by Miss Bugsy 8 years ago. That would be kind of funny, lol. I don't think it does though. This is just a forum post. No, your pee will always be yellow, no matter what you drink. The darker yellow is, it means the more dehydrated you are, so tons of grape juice will actually make it go lighter, although calories will make you fatter. Drink some water once in a while, like me, 1 glass a day, then the other 20 glasses of whatever. Written by Graham Holly. Kurt wrote, no way, anything you drink turns into yellow pee unless you drink a lot of water. Old Footloose writes, you know about osmosis, right? Then you should know the color is a solid and will pass on to the large intestine. Wow. Someone talking about actual mechanics of the digestion. That's kind of cool. Urine Color Mayo Clinic, creations.net. Body mud, turn your pee blue. What the color of urine? The purple urine bag. Wikipedia. Purple bag syndrome is a medical syndrome where purple discoloration of urine occurs in people with urinary catheters and coexist in the urinary tract infection. Bacteria in the urine produces the enzyme indoxal phosphatase. This converts indoxal sulfate in the urine into the red and blue colored compounds, into rubin and indigo. The most commonly implicated bacteria are Providentia stewardi. Oh god, this is a list of bacteria. I'm not going to read it all. Signs and symptoms: people with purple urine bag syndrome do not complain of any symptoms. Purple discoloration of urine is often the only finding, frequently noted by caregivers. It is usually considered a benign condition, although the setting of recurrent or chronic urinary tract infection may be associated with drug-resistant bacteria. Pathophysiology: tryptophan is in the diet is metabolized by bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract to produce indole. Indole is absorbed into the blood by the intestine and passes to the liver. There, indole is converted to indoxal sulfate. Indoxal sulfate is created in the urine. In purple urine bag syndrome, bacteria that colonize the urinary catheter convert the indoxal sulfate to indirubin and indigo. Epidemiology: purple urine bag syndrome is more common in female nursing home residents. Other risk factors include alkaline urine, constipation, and polyvinyl chloride catheter use. The syndrome was first described in 1978. I'm going to read in another language. Oh, I can't read that language, so I'm not going to try reading in that language. Oh, we have a writer mail here. This writer mail says, "What time are you aiming for tonight?" I guess I probably shouldn't answer that on the air, so I'll see you guys next week.